Yeah.
I would just about.
And to carry heavy things around, you had a
toolbox, or, you know, for your tools, or,
yeah,
or you might be thinking about a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
You know, one of the one wheel deal, two handles, you know.
Yes.
Carry a couple hundred pounds, a whole lot easier than tote it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Did you have the things that were maybe X shaped, you know, like this, and you'd lay a log in them when you wanted to stand the log up to cut it? They were called.
Yeah, I've seen that done too some. Yeah, you have two of them, lay your log up, you know, two sets of them, stand apart, lay your log up there. You mean to saw it, you know?
Yeah.
Cut it, yeah. I don't know, just, I never did think much about what you called it.
Lay a log and then.
We never use it very much, but I've seen it done.
Yeah. Did you ever see the A-shaped frame ones, you know? The ones that were A-shaped and they had a piece between them?
Let's see.
Saw.
Was they left with a, at the top to lay?
Yeah, they were A-shaped like this.
Yeah, I know.
And then they had on the top of that A, they'd have a...
Yeah, the legs come out and then they come up and cross. Is that what you're talking about? And went down like this to the ground.
Yeah, well, this one was A-shaped and it'd have a... there would be two of these A-shaped frames and a log and a piece joining them at the top. And you'd lay a board across them to saw it. A board across
them. I think, you're talking about what we call a sawhorse.
Yes.
Yeah, I have two of them. You lay lumber on there to measure and cut it and shape it, yeah. We call them sawhorses.
Yeah. Use them so much.
Yeah.
If you had a wagon, say, it would tell me all about the wagons you had and them sort of things. That...
Well, of course, when I first came up, that was it, you know. It was strictly wagons. In fact, I recollect back there for a few years, latter years of 1800, maybe run over 1900, it did a few years. Quite a few people, not all of them, quite a few people have them yoke steers, you know, oxen. And they done a lot of moving stuff of them with a wagon, and sometimes it'd be a two-wheel cart, no heavy cart, you know?
Yes.
And they use them a lot too. With the yoke steers. And
Mr. I heard had the last yoke and log wagon in the county.
Possibly he might did. Possibly he did. I couldn't verify for sure, but I don't think that'd be very far off because yeah. But we had pretty decent wagon, so I kept one up to some years ago. I sold it. That we done all our hauling. We had what you call a one horse wagon with shags, you know, the horse work between.
Yes.
And you had your two horse wagon with a tongue and a horse on each side of the tongue, you know. And out at the end you had a breast yoke went across in that tongue, you raised up and fastened up there. The hangs, you know, that helped catch the tongue up. And then you fasten the horses together to bits up there, you know, and
yeah.
Had your lines come back to the wagon.
Yeah.
That was for a heavier hauling.
Now on a buggy, say the things that the traces come back in order to hook onto is called a...
Oh, that one, let's see.
That's called...
I don't know if they call them single tree or not. On a buggy they do on a, for your wagon, for your wood.
Yeah.
They had them there. Traces split, you know, and if it over the end of that, it would be a, I guess it'd have to be,